Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Alice Mellett. She is in, I think, Wilmington. Hey, Alice, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've been moving about a little bit with the storm. Do you live in Wilmington? Are you in Wilmington right now? Tell me about yourself.
Yes to both. I live here. I've been here a year, and I'm there now.
So
here
what,
for the storm.
What's the weather like even as we speak? At this moment, out the window, what are you seeing?
Right out the window, I see white skies, a lot of rain, some big breezes, some gusts. A lot of downed trees, to be honest. A lot of uprooted trees. But ground got saturated really quickly. It looks like we got about 20 inches in 24 hours.
How far are you from the coast?
I am about 10 miles from the coast and about 2 miles from the Cape Fear River.
Yeah, I've heard about that river. That's the thing that flooded its banks, and a lot of the flooding inland is because of that. Is the water near the door where you are now?
Not anywhere close. There's hardly any puddling where I am. I am up by the Cape Fear Country Club in a neighborhood that's elevated. We're 46 feet above sea level. But even down closer to the river downtown where my home is, I'm just one block from the river, and it's 33 feet above sea level, because there's a rising road straight up from the river that goes from basically sea level to 33 feet very quickly.
Yeah, so you're...
So what you see on television is some water that's coming over the banks at the Riverwalk, but as soon as you get up to the next block, you don't have any flooding.
Well, I presume you've been watching the television networks and watching their coverage out your door?
Absolutely.
What do you think of that? Are they portraying the picture correctly? Are they overselling it? Are they underselling it? What's your assessment?
You know, it's always going to be who you ask. For me, I have experience with hurricanes, being from New Orleans and Galveston, and it depends where you live. So for my friends who live at the beach, this was not overselling at all. For my friends who live inland, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Some of the subdivisions afterwards, I dare say, may look like Houston after Harvey. But for some of these higher areas, like the one I'm in right now, we just look like we've had a bad storm and a lot of trees down.
Well, that's interesting, though, to me. I mean, so you're in Wilmington, you're 10 miles inland, and granted, you're 30 feet up, but there's no, I mean, literally, as we're talking right now, I'm watching, I have a TV monitor here, and they've got one of those reporters who's bracing against the wind as he's getting whipped about, and that's the reality of where he is, but I wonder if it's the reality for most people, you know?
Well, I can't say most or not most,
yeah.
But those big winds certainly came through. I mean, that's what took the trees down.
Yeah.
Most of us aren't standing out in it, thankfully.
Yeah.
And some of what you're seeing right now may be up the road where it's hitting now.
Well, are you?
I know that it did hit that way. I had a friend out there reporting from the beach yesterday, and the minute it hit, he was bracing himself as well, and that's legit.
Yeah.
For the time it lasts. It's just not continuous.
Well, is there any, is there any consolation in that it sort of downgraded to a 2 or a 1 now? I mean,
Sure.
You were in a previous hurricane, right? Which was the one that beat you about in Galveston?
Yeah, it was 10 years to the day. I was in Galveston. It was Hurricane Ike. You may not have heard much about it because it was the same week that Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy. So we kind of left the news cycle early.
Yeah.
But it was a bad one, and I did evacuate for that, and it was 67 days before I could come back. So that's an issue, too. It's hard to let everything rot and mold while you're waiting to get back in.
Mm. Well, okay, I guess now you've just kind of got to wait it out. It's still raining, and you say, but it looks like a hard rain, like we're all used to, although you've had to endure more than that. When do you get back to your house, do you know?
I don't know. It depends how long this rain goes on. The trees are going to be dangerous for a while. And we're just on the other side of the eye now, so we probably have at least 6 or 8 more hours of this. If not, and if it stalls, we could have much more than that. I'm happy to report that I did, just before we got on the phone, got some pictures from a neighbor who went to my house and took pictures. And again, apart from a piece of downed fence and some tree limbs, it all looks good. And so for a 1901 house with all of its original windows, they're still intact. Pretty cool.
Wow. Good for you. Good for the house.
Yeah.
In fact, tomorrow I want to interview the house. But in the meantime, I'll call you again down the road. Alice, good luck to you all over there. If there's anything we in Chicago can do for you, let us know. But in the meantime, best to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, John.
Friend of a friend, Alice Mellitz in Wilmington.